Mike Bubb has some pretty exciting news for folks in Taylor County.
Well, today I guess I'm representing the Taylor County Board. I'm a county board supervisor, but I'm also chairman of the Taylor County Broadband Committee. Broadband is really the access to the internet, and so people to connect to the internet, for students to do their homework at home and things like that. And unfortunately for Taylor County, we have the distinction of we are the second worst county in the state for internet access. 2.5 years ago, I went to the county board and I said, you know, we need to do something because none of the big players are coming to small counties right around the state. And this is an issue not only in Wisconsin, but all across the country. And Taylor County Board of Supervisors, they formed the committee. After 2 years of work, we have signed a contract with a company called Wainwrack, and we are going to be building a 74-mile network throughout Taylor County that will enable internet service providers, otherwise known as ISPs, will be coming to Taylor County to offer internet service both fiber to the home and through wireless devices to increase internet access in Taylor County. When we first started this committee, our goal was to bring internet access to Taylor County by 2025. The contract that we just signed says that the construction of the network has to be done within 10 months of the signing of the contract. So internet access should be dramatically improved in Taylor County by the end of 2021. We're going to be laying 74 miles of fiber optic cable underneath the ground. We're going with a lot more fiber so that we can't outgrow our network. So we're going to be laying 436 strands of fiber optic, which is little glass tubes, that will be buried around Taylor County, and then we can connect to those to either bring fiber to the home, if people want fiber right to the home, or to get internet access through improved wireless communication. If you live in the city of Medford, if you're in maybe the village of Stetsonville or things, your internet access is probably adequate. But if you're outside of the city, it's very poor. Some people do get it via their phone line, which is copper wire, but copper wire only conducts so fast, so you can't get very good internet. Some people are getting it off of satellite, but it's rather expensive and is impacted by the weather. One of the goals of the committee was not only to bring high-speed internet, but affordable high-speed internet. You can get high-speed satellite internet for about $150 a month. Our goal was to have it in the price range of $60 to $70 a month to have high-speed internet. The company that we've signed the contract with will be offering different tiers, and depending on what tier you want, it'll cost more because you'll be able to get internet, you'll be able to get phone, and you'll be able to get 105 TV channels. So depending on what you choose will depend on the cost. But we believe that you'll be getting internet access for probably around $60-some dollars a month. But we're talking speeds of, you know, 5-10 times the speed people have now.
We'll have more with Mike Bubb and Broadband for Taylor County on another local news program.